The following program is for adult audiences only.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that there is no fucking answer on this fucking studio line. It's been that way so many times, but I'm glad to hear you. I can't hear me, but I can hear you. What's up there, my little negua?
What do you call me?
My little negua.
What the hell is that? It sounds very racist. I would rather not start the show.
No. This is a Native American negua. Negua are a type of people that live up here. Negua. The negua. Negua.
All right, if you say so, I guess.
Well, you can look it up. It's Odawa. It's, Ottawa. It's Chippewa. They don't do black and white. They don't do any funny names like that. They say Mishqua. I forget what it is. A thank you. Everything is squaw. Mishqua is thank you. I don't know all the things. I just know what I hear. Negwa is like my friend. But what up, Negwa? It's Indian. It's Odawa and Ottawa and Chippewa. I'm in Indian country up here, just so you know. I'm in Indian country.
And let the audience know, where are you?
I am in very, very, very far northern Michigan, right up there about, I would say, I could throw a rock into Canada. Right. Above the UP. I'm above the UP. Yes. Canada's right over there. But that's neither here nor there. I want you to know, you're doing these shows now. At 5 o'clock, now I got to find my glasses. Let me see if I can find a pair. It's long after dark here. Long after dark. I have to look in my glasses. I have to look at my page. And now I have to turn my light on.
And when it's this late, I feel like you're really, really hammered by now. Probably about dinner time.
No, I have to stop doing that, Gentry. I've been... not ordered, but I've been recommended by my doctor, because the other day when I went to have a lipid panel done, I have a new doctor, had a lipid panel done, and...
You're days away from death?
Well, no. What she said is, your liver enzymes are at 101.
What does that mean? Too much drinking?
Well, I was drinking 3 piles of shit when I went in there. So that's why my liver enzymes are, my liver's working hard over time. So it may show her that my enzymes are up, because it's like a washing machine and you throw a Tide Pod and a bleach pod in there. Guess what? The water's going to show you that the water is toxic because they're in there. So I never told her. All she asked me was, when's the last time you ate? And I said, last night about 6 o'clock. And she said, well, it's 2 o'clock the next day, more than 12 hours, you should be good. We'll do a lipid panel. Well, she never asked me when's the last time I drank, because I was drunker than fuck when I went in there. Because I was only going, no, stop, Gentry, with that shit. I was only going in there to get my blood pressure medicine renewed. I wasn't going in there to have a lipid panel. So when they did the lipid panel, I was more than 3 sheets to the wind. I was 5 sheets to the wind. The boat's being...
Why would you do that? I mean, you're going to the doctor. You can't just stay away from booze for just like half a day so you could go, you know, get your blood work done. No, responsible shit.
Hold on. I was only going in there to get my blood pressure medicine refilled. I wasn't going in there like what you would want. You know, come in here, pull your pants down, let me see this, let me see that.
Fuck you. Nobody wants to see that uncircumcised, nasty, shriveled up. Yeah. If you think your liver's bad, look at that sack of yours.
Shit. I don't think my liver's bad. Are you fucking nuts, man?
You said you were going to live to 125. You won't make it to Social Security at this rate.
You fucking
moron.
Now, listen, man. I am smoking fucking hot. I am smoking fucking hot. And
oh, you're smoking, I'm sure. And you're not hot because you're in northern Michigan.
Where's my weed at? Well, we'll smoke right here. You want to start smoking. But I got to get into my, we're going to do a goddamn show here, okay?
Yeah, I'm short on time, too, because I got to work tonight.
I need you to do me one favor, okay?
What's that?
When I go into a place where I think no one knows who I am, you know, I'm just somebody in there buying something. I'm just buying something. And then their dad comes up and says, "We enjoy listening to your show." I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. You know what, Judge, let me tell you something. 300,000 people know who I am, and I don't know who they are. I can't.
Well, have you counted them? How do you know that there's that many people that know who you are?
Because everywhere I go, somebody knows who I am, and I have no idea who they are. I lost count.
Could it be because you have a big-ass mouth? You know, everywhere you go, you're just flapping that jaw.
Bullshit. When I'm in fucking Walmart, and I'm just me and Omelette, last time we're in Walmart, I'm just buying.
Are you guys friends again? Because last time we talked on the last show,
no.
You were enemies.
Well, hang on. Well, no, nobody said that we're enemies. He's disappointed in me because he thinks I'm attacking him. I have two people. Do you remember when I ran that restaurant down there with the big shark on the front of it by the shrimp boats on Fort Myers Beach? The big shark on that restaurant, Backwater Seafood Restaurant. You remember that?
No.
You don't remember that big shark on that restaurant on Fort Myers Beach 20 or 30 years ago? You don't remember that?
I don't remember it.
Goddamn, man. Well, I guess we won't talk about that. Well,
what do you want to say about it? So it was a restaurant with a shark.
Well, shut the fuck up for a minute. I ran that restaurant for the manager of the shrimp boat supply house where I worked at Erickson & Jensen, Jack Boglarski. Jack Boglarski died. His name was Bugsy. Jack Bugsy Boglarski. Okay. He embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from that company. And now his younger brother, Ronnie Boglarski, who lives in Dearborn, Michigan, is attempting to subpoena me to testify because Jack, whose name was John, like John F. Kennedy, they call him Jack, well, it's Jack Boglarski, his dad died. Okay, so he stole all.
When are you going to get to the point of this story? Because you're all over the freaking place. What's the point of the restaurant?
There's two brothers there, older brother and a younger brother, and they are fucking fighting, and somebody's going to the fucking court, and somebody's going to pay the fucking money, and they think one of them, Ronnie Boglarski, thinks that I'm going to get subpoenaed, and I'm going to return to Fort Myers and testify that I know that Jack stole the fucking money from his dad, John Boglarski Sr., to buy a Backwater Seafood Restaurant, which I was the manager of. I knew he did it. I knew he stole the money. But it's not my issue. Jack, you stole your dad's money because you got the same name? Then Ronnie comes back now, fucking a decade later, saying, "You're going to fucking, I want you to know, where'd my dad's money go?" Ronnie was the estate executive or whatever they call it. Okay, so Jay's older brother stole the money. Okay, fine. Sorry, you guys. The restaurant's not in business anymore. I have nothing to do anymore. But now they're telling me through my email. You know my email? I have a very lucky email. I've had 20 or 30 or 50 emails over the years.
Is that the motor mouth email?
Nope, that one's done. I actually have an email now, charlesgaryshaw@gmail.com. That's my new email. Well, Ronnie found it. And Ronnie, he's on my old Facebook page, Charles Windy Shaw Shaw. I'm not on.
Okay, so what's the point? Where are we going to get to the point about the restaurant? What's the point?
They're trying to force me to come down there and testify as to Jack stealing the money in Fort Myers, and I don't see where I have the responsibility to make my way from Michigan to South Florida to testify in a civil trial.
You could probably do it over the phone, like a Zoom or something like that.
Well, bullshit. You're so bullshit. You can't do no goddamn court shit over the fucking phone.
Yes, you can. I've seen people go to court over the Zoom or video conferencing. They do it all the time.
Okay, well then, that's what I'll try to do. So let's go ahead and get on with our goddamn show.
I thought you said you were going to kill some chickens, or we were going to have a live massacre.
Hey, hold on there. We've been slaughtering chickens every single day. I've been sending pictures to you. I send to everybody. These chickens were supposed to be slaughtered in 3 weeks, which would have been about July and maybe early August. Now they've lasted all the way till Thanksgiving. And these birds are 10 or 15 pounds each. So my buddy Tucker Paul, you know, he's kind of one that's, I'm helping him, but he...
But isn't he helping you by letting you stay at his house?
He don't like me kicking his fucking chickens, I'll tell you that. When we're trying to...
Why would you kick his chickens?
Because we're trying to grab one, and I just fucking... I'm trying to get the big one, this big one, get that big one. He said, don't kick them chickens, you'll fucking bruise them. Okay, sorry. And I'm not staying at his house, Gentry. I stay in my truck, okay? So I'm not at his house.
Doesn't it get really cold up there? How are you staying in a truck? That'd be awfully cold.
Well, hold on now. Let me tell you about that. I have thermals, long johns, top and bottom, and I have extra blankets, and I have good heat. And you know what?
You mean you crank the truck and then you run the heat?
No, I don't crank the truck. They won't even help me crank the truck. Because if I crank the truck there, they might be concerned that I might just drive away. So I don't crank the truck. I have propane. I showed you the heater. It's nice in here. And I have several heavy layer blankets. And I'll tell you, Gentry, you think you're all right, you know, living at the plantation. I'm sure you're in that. You're probably in my king-size bed. You say you threw it away, but I'm thinking...
That thing had dust mites, fucking bed bugs, your fucking pubic hairs all over it. I burnt that son of a bitch.
No, that ain't none. I cut them off years ago. Now, what was I saying? Okay, so...
You were talking about omelet, and then you started talking about a restaurant, and now you're talking about how cold it is and that you got a heater. The show's really been all over the board.
No, boo, wait a minute, man. Hold on a minute.
There's really been no focus at all to this show.
Listen, you fucking drag queen. Drag queen.
I'm a drag king.
Oh, drag king. Yes. So I did a little bit of news watching with Tucker Paul. I did a bunch of shit.
So are you on Israel's side or Hamas's side? Are you free Palestine? What is your take on the war in the Middle East?
Israel all the way. Yeah, Israel.
However, the Jewish people.
Hold on. Palestine has been around since way, way, way longer than Israel. Palestine has been around. So for Palestine to be put down by Israel because Israel is being supported by the United States, this is going to be a world war. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a world war it's not going to start in Russia and Ukraine. It's going to start over there in Palestine and Israel because they've been fighting for thousands of years, and they're not going to stop fighting. They hate each other. Israel claims to be, you know, Jesus was the Son of God. And now when you start looking and you start reading the Bible and you start learning about shit, the Bible is going to tell you that Jesus was God. Jesus was God himself on this planet. And so
the Jewish people don't believe that, though. That's not the Messiah to them.
And that's why they had him crucified, because they don't believe it. And the Romans didn't believe it. And what's his name? Fucking with blood on his hands. Not Cassius. Not Julius Caesar. Not Pompey. What the fuck was his name? That guy that fucking had Jesus strung up, I'll think of his name here in a minute. I can't hear you because I'm wearing my headset that you bought me. Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, Pontius Pilate.
No, it's not Pontius. It's Pontius.
Pontius Pilate.
Okay, Pilate, Pilate. It's Italian, whatever. He said when he's going to have Jesus crucified, he would wash the blood off his hands. You just don't do that. You just don't fucking do that. You don't just fucking say, I'm going to kill you and go wash my hands and I'm done with it. No, it don't work like that. But, I'm going to tell you a true story. When you're dead and gone, you don't know. You really don't know if you're going to heaven, if you're going to hell. You don't know. You're like a battery. And the battery runs in light. When the battery runs out, the light is out and you are out. There's no second life. If it was a second life for every creature that was ever born on this planet, could you imagine all the people, all the dogs, all the cats, all the animals you ever loved? We all get to go way up in the stars and live somewhere else. Okay, great. But when you're dead, your battery is dead and you're dead and gone.
And for you, it'll be soon if you don't watch that liver.
No. I went there the other day, and they said, you know, your liver enzymes are high, 101, which is very high. But I didn't tell her. She asked me, when's the last time you ate? I said, I ate last night about 6 o'clock. Now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon next day. You can do a lipid panel. Okay, good, let's do it. She didn't ask me when's the last time I drank. If she would have asked me when the last time I drank was, I would have told her, uh-oh, yeah, we can't do a lipid panel right now because I'm fucking probably at 0.30 while I'm talking to you right now. I'm fucking dying.
You don't think she could smell it on you?
Well, I'm sure they did. I'm sure every one of them did, and that's why I wonder. Because Trucker Paul will tell you, I did a face plant in his house and scuffed my fucking face up and everything. And when his buddy, Mark Bischoff, came in, he said, he looks pretty fucking toasted. And Paul said, yeah. And he's got
what, you got so drunk you fell down on your face?
Well, I thought I tripped. I don't think I just fell. But he said,
man, what's going on with you, man? I'm starting to get worried, man.
No.
High lipid test. You can't walk straight. You know, I mean, yeah.
No. Listen, gentry, let me tell you something. I have a plan. I will be around till I am 125 years old.
You've been saying that, but I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, but look around. Look around. I'm looking around. Shit. I got me a queen-size bed. Nobody harassing me. I'm in my lazy boy. Nobody harassing me. I mean, look this way. There's my smokes. There's my beer. Uh-oh. Look at this. Here's my whiskey. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and hit that.
So what do you think happens to us after we die? And what do you think is going to happen on your 125th birthday or around then when you're going to be setting sail? What do you think happens when your battery runs out of juice?
Yes. Imagine a flashlight with two batteries in it, and the light works, and the light works, and the light works, and then the batteries go dead, and the light doesn't work anymore. The light just does not shine anymore. The batteries don't go to heaven. They don't go to hell. They just don't. The batteries wear out.
They go to the junkyard?
The light goes out. You understand that? Until somebody comes back and shows us that there really is an afterlife. If you listen to the song by Zegar and Evans in the year 2525, they'll tell you, if God's coming, he ought to make it here by now in the year 10,000. Not 19, now we are 2023, not 3035. Not 40, 45, not 55, 65, 75, 85, 95. In the song, this song was written and sung in the 60s, man. In the year 10,000, God is going to say, fuck this, man. These motherfuckers have done nothing but shit with what I provide them with. So he's going to tear it down and start all over again. That's what's going to happen. We were here, fine, but we ruined it. We didn't do shit. Well, fucking, we ruined it. So God's going to tear this fucking shit down. Another meteor's going to hit, and everybody's going to be done. 900 feet of ice. We're all done, and we're out, and we're all done, and we'll start again. And maybe someday somebody will get their fucking shit together. But I want to tell you something, too. When I go into a business and I meet people that their father comes out and tells me that we enjoy listening to your show, I'm like, wait, hold on here, man. Who are you talking about, we? It should be Wesley Stewart, the proprietor of Gilroy's here in Mancelona, and his son, Tyler Stewart, and his other son, Wesley Stewart II. And I'm like talking to their dad, and I'm like, wait a minute. Gentry, the shit that Gentry says on this show and the shit that he talks about and stuff is not appropriate for teen. And then their mom comes walking up. She works there too. And I said, uh-oh, here comes the mom right there. Let's not talk about this anymore. So dad is telling me that they, I said, wait a minute. Honey, he said, we only allow them to listen as long as we listen with them. And if they hear shit that's provocative or nasty or dirty, all the different, you know what I'm talking about, all the different shit you talk about, you know. I want you to film your ass and all this shit.
I don't ever say that, you dumbass.
You're a liar.
That's you. That's you pulling your Peter out and friggin' spanking it. You've been known to do that.
Okay, you're going to start these lies and innuendos again, too. I'm going to tell you something right now. No one ever in the history of the world has ever provoked me to turn around and walk away and say, I am not doing that. It's the people that say, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And so I try to walk away, and I walk away from them people. But there have been a time or two. And now I got, I got three or four more, five more of my friends are now down on the shrimp boat. Now they're dead of fentanyl again. And Matthew Perry's dead of fentanyl. Fucking, what's his name? I forget what.
I didn't read that he died from fentanyl. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or are you just making that up?
No. He died. They said initially it was inconclusive, but now the new report is he died in his hot tub from drowning because he was smoking. And you know our friend out there on the boats, you know, the shrimp boat mechanic, I'm not saying his name, but it's your friend and my friend. You grew up with him. I told him the last time I talked to him, I said, aren't you worried about fucking, he does H. Okay, everybody does H down there.
Not everybody. I don't do H.
I said down there. I said, aren't you worried about fentanyl being in your H? And he said, no, because my dealer told me there ain't no fentanyl in my H. I said, well, you know what, Jay, but you know what I'm talking about. I said, if I was dealing that shit to you and I wanted you to buy it, I think I would tell you the same thing. There ain't no fentanyl in here as long as you will fucking buy it. He said, well, if I'm dead tomorrow morning, I'm dead tomorrow morning. That's your buddy from high school. So I don't know. I called down there every day. And I'll say, hey, man, let me talk to Jay. I'll say,
have you talked to him?
Well, the last time I talked to him, they said, we got shrimp boats up here thrown in the yard. We got shrimp boats thrown in the trees. And we got all this shit. We'll have him call you back, you know, if we can. Okay, so I'm not talking to him, but I do. If you look up Erickson and Jensen Seafood on Google, you'll see Jesse talking about, we're not going to give up. Our boats are thrown up on the shore. Everything's all fucked up, but we're not going to give up. Okay, well, now I'm like, well, I'll see if I can find my way back down there, you know, and because half the boats I worked on, the Pleiades, I painted that boat up. I did all that shit.
And then you burned it down.
Well, a Hurricane Ian came through there and sank everybody. I didn't.
But didn't you cause a shrimp boat to blow up? Start
the
smoking?
No. The boat caught on fire, but I didn't cause the boat to catch on fire. Jesse's the one who arced the starter on the motor to get the boat started, and by arcing the starter, you probably don't know what that means. Arcing the starter, put a screwdriver between the hot and negative
on the battery.
Black. Yeah, no.
On the solenoid. Starter. On the solenoid.
On the starter. The starter solenoid. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
When you arc that solenoid on a big 12-cylinder diesel engine, it fucks with the battery cables and they start melting, and because they're not meant to do it like that. So the boat caught on fire, but we made it back. Jesse came and got us with another boat, Perseverance, and then the Perseverance sank in the storm, and the Pleiades got washed up. So I did a lot of work out there, but, you know, it's easy come, easy go, man. You know what I mean? I worked there for 20 or 30 years. Now, here's what's happening now, Gentry. I want to tell you a true story. These two brothers, Jack, John, and Ronnie Boglarski, if you look them up, I did it too, because Ronnie's coming after me. He said, Jack died. I said, okay. What do you want from me? He said, I want you to testify that he stole my dad's money in his name. I said, well, I'm up here in northern Michigan, far up by Canada. I tell him I'm by Canada. That's close enough. He said, well, I'm in Dearborn. I don't know where Dearborn is, but I think Dearborn is down there by Detroit. So now he's going to make an attempt to have me subpoenaed to testify that I knew that his brother John Boglarski, a.k.a. Bugsy. If you look up Bugsy Boglarski, you're going to wind up seeing the guy who I used to work for. And his brother Ronnie wants me to somehow testify to return the $300,000 that he stole from his dad, John Boglarski.
You do realize you told this story earlier in the show. I know you're hammered. I know you forget things. I know your enzymes are high. We already talked about this 20 minutes ago. Do you remember?
I'm reading with a headlight, man. I'm trying to read my notes right here, Gentry. Do you know we're not in Florida here? It's not sunny and beautiful. It's long after dark. It's long after dark here. I am now trying to record the show, and I can't hear what I'm doing. I can't hear you. But here's what I'm telling you. I can read my notes right here. Do I hear this? In about 181 decaying bodies were found in Denver Funeral Home. The owners offered a green funeral, embalming, no fluid needed. Nobody gives a fuck about that, man.
Well, I'm about to go DJ tonight, so I'm gonna have to wrap this show up. It's too bad you're not down here. We would go jam out tonight.
Yeah, but God damn it, you know what? You know what? Let me think about that right there. I thought about that too. I could come back down that way, and I ain't coming around your fucking place. You know I got plenty of places out there on the beach. I got plenty of places north of me. I can go anywhere but. But, you know, Matt Ulrich, Super Bowl, you know him, Matt Ulrich, he died. Guess what he died of?
Fentanyl?
Yep. But Matthew Perry, guess what he died of?
You already said.
Fentanyl.
We already talked about that on the show, too.
I'm just telling you, there are so many people, and I wish they would understand. When I took drug tests when I was at the VRQ, the Veterans Restoration Quarters in Asheville, North Carolina. When they come around, they drug test everybody all the time. And you know, I would laugh at them Like, here you go, let's go. You want a drug test? She said, what, do you fill this all the way up? Hell yeah, I'm filling all the way up. You know what? They got a little cup, holds about a half a cup of urine with all these different labels on it. And everybody goes in there. All these guys are all scared. They piss a little bit in there, a little dribble here, a little dribble there, because they're scared of being found out. Make them caseworkers shake their piss up to see if they can get a reading. When I go in there and I piss that thing, I piss it right to the fucking top where the motherfucker's overflowing, and I put that fucking cap on, and I bring it back to her. Her name is Tanya. She said, what do you do, fill it to the top? I was like, I don't know how much you guys need. You know, I'm not worried about drug tests, because I'm going to tell you something. I smoke pot, and I drink beer. I don't do fentanyl. And I told them people that. The reason I don't do hardcore drugs is for my own safety. I do it for my own safety. I don't do crack. I don't do cocaine. I smoke pot. Willie Nelson smokes pot. I drink beer. Merle Haggard drinks beer. You know, so I do them two things. And so everybody have at it. What do you want from me? This is what I do, and let's go. And so, but I'm probably going to start this shit again.
Yeah, I got to get going to the bar tonight to play some jams for the people.
I want you to know something. The 200 you sent me.
Yep. You already spent it?
No. I did spend $80 of it. $80, 80.00 on 15 cases of red beets. Because you know what red beets do? They are an incredible. Beets are the best thing you can eat, man. They lower your blood pressure. They lower your cholesterol. They lower beets. Listen, you got to eat more beets.
You've been beaten all your life, man. That's all you do is beat.
Only since you sent me that 200. But I'm going to tell you something, Judge. No bullshit. I ate a whole can of them beets last night. I ate another can tonight. But when you take a piss the next morning, your piss is as red as a fucking beet.
You sure that's not blood coming from your liver?
Well, nope.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Say goodbye to your fans. It's going to be it for the show.
You.
Tell them bye.
Fuck you. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. You're going to say you're going to play your shit? Okay, fuck it. Fuck that you do. Fuck everybody. You fucking drag queens. Let me see how long you'll be there. Hang on. I don't hear you. And I won't talk like Flash already told me. You talk for an hour or two, 10 minutes after he was off. So the music's off. Matthew Ulrich, Matt Ulrich, he's dead. Colts, yeah, Super Bowl champ, he's died. Matthew Perry drowned due to fentanyl overdose. 181 decaying corpses were found at Denver funeral home. The owner has offered a green funeral. No embalming fluid. Right, because they're all fucking fucked up. Backwater seafood restaurant. That's Jack and Ronnie coming after me. I can no longer eat anything white, not bread, not tortillas, not rice. If it's white, it's loaded cholesterol. I can't do that. The U.S. is being blamed for all the fighting, saying the U.S. is weak. And now they're trying to say that Donald Trump, I'm going to shake my shit in half here. Donald Trump may tie Joe Biden again. It's going to be another fucking tie. I don't think it's going to happen. Well, the Middle East, right? The Middle East is going. I'm reading my notes, you dumb fuck. I don't know if you're there anymore. I don't give a fuck. Music's going to stop. I'm going to hear about it from everybody. America. Excuse me. America's getting ready to get in on the Israeli-Hamas war. Oh, it's going to be bad. And Hunter Biden, look at this right here. Hunter Biden approached Iran that he would have his father, Joe Biden, unfreeze $8 billion in Iranian assets in exchange for an Iranian bride. Now, let me tell you something about this guy. This guy smokes crack, Gentry. They show him naked with sausage and dildos and whores and shit. Joe Biden's kid. This guy, Joe Biden's a scumbag, and his kids are too. What do I got written here? What is this? Oh, yeah. my two catches of beef, 2 pounds of turkey, and some wheat bread. That's my new diet. Two cases of beef, 2 pounds of turkey, and some wheat bread. I cannot eat processed food anymore. I can do anything I want. I can do anything I want. And I will. Hunter Biden, yeah, yeah. Now I'm biting my lip. When I start biting my lip, backwater, yeah. I can run. Yeah. All right, gentry. I'm glad you had to get away. You know, because I'm trying to read this shit too. I'm fucking my high dollar life, and music's all gone. But I do appreciate the 200. Let me take my glasses off. Ah, fuck! I ain't been able to see shit since I had them glasses on. But I want to tell you this right now. I was concerned that I might not make it till December 20th. How much money I had left? How much money I was spending, and I was concerned. Like my four-year-old said a four-letter word, and I was concerned. Okay. You sent that $200, I still got $130 of that fucking money in my pocket, and I have bought me a whole lot of shit. I bought chicken, I bought smokes, I bought whiskey, I bought beer. I bought crackers, I bought cheese, I bought sausage, I bought so much shit with that money you bought me. So what I would like to tell you, no matter what you do, you know, you said you were in a Christmas and a giving, it's Christmas coming. I'm going to send you a picture, and listen, I know how to decorate a Christmas tree. Big balls on the bottom, medium balls in the middle, small balls on the top. Lights on first and tinsel on last. Holy fuck. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to sit here and I ain't going to sit here. I know that Flash will tell me, you talk for 10 minutes afterwards. Well, no, I didn't. I will talk for 3 fucking days afterwards. It just depends on where you cut it off at. So I can sit right here. I'll talk for 15 fucking minutes. Watch this shit. What I got over here? Fuck, I don't give a fuck. Why is that still on? Holy fuck. I got to turn my heater off. Yeah. Got to save a little bit of gas, gentry. I'm not at the plantation. You know, you got Shaq paying your bills. You got them financiers paying your bills. Got Amy. You know, God only knows Amy. God bless her. She works as a nurse at what do they call that shit? Golden Gate or whatever that fucking hospital is over there. Healthcare, health, somebody over there, out towards the shrimp boats. And so she's putting the bill. Yeah, I'm sure you're probably, I don't know what you might be doing, but I don't know. You're probably sitting around there, probably sitting around your fucking pool. Your goddamn fucking pool that I cleaned, that I'm the one that cleaned your fucking pool. And I'm the one that fucking, where's my coconut trees in your backyard? All right, this car's going by. I'm looking up through my headlight. Sounds like you ain't there anymore. And I know what people are going to say is, wow, you talked for 10 minutes after he was fucking long gone. Well, you know what? Because you play the game, and in a roundabout way, I can appreciate you for playing the game because I play the game too. But I'm not used to having somebody who knows how to, I don't think you know how to play the game. I think you just play the game and you're a novice and you don't play. You're worse than Sebastian. You're worse than a bunch of other people. You're a novice, but you think you're good. But I am willing to give you credit that you play the game. If you play the game, then you and I will be on maybe the same level where you're playing and I'm playing. And maybe one day I'll get back down there, and maybe one day maybe I won't. Maybe I'll get back to Texas. Maybe I'll get back to California. Maybe I'll get back to Oklahoma. Maybe I'll get back to Arkansas. Maybe I'll get to Missouri. Fuck, man. But no matter what. So here's the deal. I appreciate the $200. I still got $130 left. and I bought a whole lot of shit because I have gotten really, 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 really fucking cheap because I'm trying to get to December 20th. When I get to December 20th, it's Katie Bar the Door because that's the money that I earned all my fucking life. And I want that money back. And they told me, you got this much coming and you've earned it. You don't know shit about me in 1970 when I got my first job at New Orleans Poor Boy in Port Aransas, Texas when I was 9 years old. You don't know about me when I was 15 years old working for my dad, Glenn's Marine Auto in Port Aransas, Texas. You don't know shit about that. Neither of your friends, I'm and Fenster, all them. They don't know shit about all of them. If they were born then, they were fucking toddlers, 5 years old, while I'm on Social Security. So don't fucking play me on that. So let's see. After my dad in high school, yeah, now we are off to the Air Force. Yeah, off the Air Force. Get out of the Air Force. Now you start shrimping. When you start shrimping, they don't take taxes out. You got to pay your own taxes. If you don't pay your own taxes, your ass will be out of gas. That's why so many of them get thrown in jail like Al Capone. You didn't pay your taxes, you're going to fucking jail. So, now where was I? I said, now I'm up at the Air Force. Yeah, yeah, Air Force. Got air shrimping. Then I go join these fucking clowns on the radio. Joe Scott, you were the producer on the Joe Scott Show. And I met you at the door. And that was probably the worst mistake I ever made in my fucking life. To get out of commercial fishing and make your way by what you catch and what it's worth and how much. I met you at the door. Remember Mojo? Yeah, you remember all them fucking people. I took their fucking place when I come in there. Yeah. But it was a bad move. I should have never got on the radio. Okay. Nice radio voice. Right. You got a good radio voice. Yeah. So what the fuck is that word? Right. You see where that's at. You're not on the radio. I appreciate what you've done. You've done a fine job. But no, you're not on the radio anymore. You're on podcasts, right? Hide behind the fucking... Oh, fuck, I don't know if I want to start bad-mouthing, hide behind the mic, because they do it so much everywhere. It's one thing, Joe Rogan, everybody fucking... So what I'll do then is I'm not going to sit right here and see how long you run this shit on for. I could sit here and talk for 3 fucking days on here. And then I'll check back on you in a day or two. Find out how long you ran this shit for. Now, I'm not fucking playing, Gentry. I have to live to 125 years old or I'm going to be pissed off. And I'm serious about that. I'm very serious about that. If I don't live to be 125 years old, some of you sons of bitches better be goddamn hopeful that there is no afterlife and there is no ghosts and there are no fucking spooks and shit. Because if there is, don't think for a fucking minute that I'm not going to come back and fuck with you at the plantation. I'll fuck with you while you're out there cutting the grass. I'll fuck with you while you're fucking trimming my fucking... Listen, never mind. All right. Let me see. Are you getting me excited? No, I'm not getting excited. I'm just playing. All right. Well, let me look around here. I'm looking through the back. Very nice back there. That looks very nice. Yes, I can see everything. Look at there. Huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 10 pairs of blue jeans already rolled up for me to wear whatever I need to know. What's up this way? Lots of pot. So there's my bong. There's my bong. Yellow corn tortillas. They look good. There's all the other shit. Look at this over here. Listen, the crackers shit. I'm all right, Gentry. I guess I'll wait to see. You got to go. Everybody's got to go and all that shit. And never got to any of this other shit I got on there. But, you know, it is what it is. So what we'll do is... I'll find out. Here's what you do. And this is not a threat or not. It's not anything. Go ahead and don't play any fucking games, man. There are people that say that we enjoy listening to your show. So what you will do is getting my show up and running so the people that enjoy listening to, I don't know why they do. I don't know why. I wouldn't enjoy listening to my show. I wouldn't enjoy listening to me for fucking $100. I would not enjoy listening to me, okay? Because I'm tired of listening to me. I've been listening to me since 1960 fucking one. You didn't show up here till like fucking the 80s. I've been listening to me since I was a fucking kid. I don't like it. Other people like it, great. I don't know why you like it. You like it, great. You like listening to me? Yeah, we love listening to you. They said that. They said, we enjoy listening to your show. And I was perplexed. I was like, why in the fuck would anybody enjoy listening to anything that I fucking do? Because the only things I fucking do ain't fucking shit. Do people understand that? I'm a renegade. I'm a rebel. You know, I understand all that. And I don't give a fuck about anybody but me. That's the worst part about it. I bet you, if you're still on here right now, I bet you won't be able to. I bet you damn sure won't put on there that I, Charles Gary Shaw, a.k.a. Mr. Windy, don't give a fuck about anybody but me. And don't play that for Tucker Paul, because I'm only joking. Because he'll throw me right the fuck out of here. Anyway, okay. Maybe I'll talk to you later. See what you fucking put on the fucking thing, man. Fucking, don't forget about Wesley Stewart Sr., Wesley Stewart the second, Tyler Stewart. Yeah, they're good people over there. Tucker Paul. We're not mentioning Omelet and Pinster because they're mad at me. Shelly Robinson, she's all right. Okay. Laura Gunter, Bubbles, she's all right. I'm trying to do shout-outs to people that I'm not perturbed at. Okay. So I don't know where you're going to cut me off at. But I think what I'll do is probably, I got booze right here. I got whiskey. I got smokes. I got weed. I hit any of it since I talked to you. I got a beer right here. I think I did hit that. So just so you know, man, get it together, and I'll have more shit ready next time. But don't. You have to understand, people are dying. People are dying. Fentanyl is killing people. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, man, if you know something's going to kill you, why do you do it? And I said, like, well, you fly on an airplane, motor falls off. Okay, you didn't know that. Okay. You got me there. 278 there. 210. You got me there. And so, let's see what I should do now. There's my notes. Or there's my smokes. There's my weed. There's my beer. There's my fucking whiskey. There's my fucking heater. It's going to be in the 30s tonight here tonight. And I guess what I'll do is I'll find out. I'm going to wind up. Here's what I'm going to wind up doing. I'm going to wind up finding out what you did with this show, because I hate hiccups. I'm going to find out what you did to this show right here. And if nothing else, God damn it, I do not like hiccups. I'll do whatever you need to have done, Gentry, because I appreciate that $200 you sent me. And if I got to, well, there's a whole lot of shit that I'm not going to do. But I'll do something. I'm just trying to get to December 20th. Don't fuck around. Do not fuck around. I get to December 20th. I am in high cotton. I do whatever I want, wherever I want, as long as I want. And that money is mine for fucking ever. So don't fucking play around. So last time you fucking hung up on me, see if I can figure out where to hang up on you at. Let's see what I got. Well, fucking this bullshit right here. Well, fuck, get out of here. Let me look and see if I can end the show myself instead of you. See how my phone wants to play around. Okay, so here we go. That's that big, remember the red button? Remember this shit? And they told me, Fred Driscoll and all them, did you push the big red button? When I shit-canned you a couple years ago, you had a red button too, but your red button wasn't as big as mine. So, I'm looking at my phone right now, And that must be where the big red button, because it's right there. It says right there. I'm looking at your fucking number. Put it back up here. And there's a big red button. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the big red button. I'm going to go back to drinking my beer. I'm going to go back to smoking my pot. And I got me some cherry juice, some tart cherry juice. That's where when I'm later. And I got chicken, and I got turkey, and I got a bunch of shit. I got all kinds of food here, man. You have no idea. So I'm burned out of talking to you. I ain't hearing no more music anymore, so you play all your stupid shit anymore. But there is the big red button, Fred Driscoll, on Facebook. I am pushing the big red button again. So later, G-Money. And I appreciate the $200. You get around to it, you're in the Christmas spirit. You do that again, shit, I might remember you. Anyway, I don't know, but now I'm babbling. They say I have a tendency to babble, and I repeat myself. So I probably repeated myself 15 times. That looks good, that looks good, that looks good. There's the big red button. Big red button, G-Money. Gentry Thomas Odom, G-Money, G-T-O. Little G-T-O. Yeah, my little G-T-O, Gentry Thomas Odom. Yeah, you get it on. And there's the big red button. I don't know where Yandel is. I don't know where anybody is. How's Amy doing? How's Jordan doing? How's Faith doing? Yeah, we never talked about all them. Nobody gives a shit anyway. Not me. I know you do. I don't. How's Amy doing? Who gives a fuck? How's Jordan doing? Who gives a fuck? How's Faith doing? Who gives a fuck? Now, how's my fucking, what the fuck's that tree called? Mango tree. Anyway, I'm clearly fucked up. All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and let you go. I got shit to do. Go ahead, go fuck yourself, which I know, we all know. If you could fuck yourself, you know you would never leave the house. You would never leave the plantation. If you could suck your own fucking cock, you would never leave the fucking plantation. And if your cock would reach your tight little ass, I don't mean to say that. If your cock will reach your ass and you could fuck yourself, you would never leave the plantation again. So I'll bet you these two things I just said, go fuck yourself and suck your own fucking cock, I'll bet you this will not be on my show. Right. You tell me, oh, I can't edit nothing. I play everything. Okay, well, play this. Go fuck yourself. Take your cock and run it up your tight little ass, and then start doing back stretches where you can reach over there like a rubber back and suck your own fucking cock. And then tell me. I mean, I'd like to know. You want to talk about me? I want to talk about you. What's it like, man? If you could suck your own cock, now what? You ain't leaving the house, are you? Fuck yourself. You ain't leaving them either. Now I'm running out of shit to say. Now I'm babbling. My light's looking that way. Bed looks good. Oh, that looks good. I got lots of food, lots of whiskey, lots of beer, lots of weed. And we'll go ahead and find out what we got going on next time. We'll try to find out something. I don't even fucking know. Look at that. Look at all this shit up here. All right, man. I got to smoke some weed. We'll find out where you shut this show off at. I'll bet you you don't shut this show off where I say, you can go fuck yourself and the horse you rode in on. Go fuck yourself and the horse. But no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm bad. I don't mean that. I appreciate the $200 you sent me. And send me $200 more. You know I love you. Yeah. You're very pretty. Yeah. You little scrawny motherfucker. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, we're babbling again. So it looks like it's time to go, and I guess Splash is going to come on here and say, well, you talked for 15 minutes after you hung up the fucking phone. I was like, no, I didn't. 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 All right, man. I'm not waiting for you to hang up on me. I'm going to go hang up myself. I'm going to get your fucking stupid-ass number right here. I got to go. I need to smoke pot. I need to drink whiskey. I need to drink beer. Then, get ready for a fucking brutal winter. But it's all good. I'm good. You're good. It's all good. I'll wind up somewhere. And to be quite honest with you, I'm tired of babbling. I'm looking. I'm fishing. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. I'm fishing for something to say to you. And I can't find shit. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and fucking shit can this. Watch this shit. Turn my phone on. Where you at right here? Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Say hello to Omelette and Pinster on WKLT. They don't want to be friends with me anymore because, you know, I say shit, babble. But on my, I told them. They think, everybody thinks that I was going to attack Omelette and Pinster. I'm not attacking them. I'm attacking John and Ronnie Boglarski. That's the two who I said were acting like little fucking kids. One of you is saying the other stole the money and I was the general manager and all this shit. I said, but then I've seen comments from people like Flash and them said, who are you talking about? Well, you don't even know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody down in Dearborn and the other one who lives in John Bushy Boglarski. He's like somewhere in fucking Connecticut. Anyway, show's over. I'm tired of talking. I'll fucking straighten you out next time I talk to you. So to end the show, I want you to know, Gentry Thomas Odom, you are going to be a damn good riddance. You're going to be a damn good riddance. You know, when I finally get tired of you. But, as long as you send the coins, I can tolerate you. Anyway, okay. I'm now waving my head around. Lights are getting dim. Bunch of bullshit. Gotta go. Get my show up. I don't care where you cut it off at. As long as you keep sending the money. Okay, bye. Fucking cocksucker. I don't mean to disparage you like that, but... I got shit to do, man. I got booze to drink, I got smokes to smoke, I got weed to smoke, I got food to eat, and I live by myself in a queen-size bed. You ain't in it. You know you wish you were. You know. This queen-size bed I got right here, you know damn good and well. You wish you was in that motherfucker spooning with me. Yeah, but... I'm not built like that, and you know that. But it's a nice thought, you know. You pony up about, I don't know, $10,000. I'll do that. No, don't even put that on my show. Edit that. I gotta go. Fucking fuckhead. Get out of here. I'm serious. I gotta go. I'm looking at the big red button. Big red button. There it is right there. The big red button. So here goes the big red button, because I got to smoke weed. I got to drink beer. I got a lot of shit I got to do, man. No bullshit. You know, I'm 62 years old. I am halfway through my life. You understand that? I am now 62. I am halfway through my life. So now, I spent the first half of my life seeing if I could kill myself. Well, that didn't work. I'm still here. So now, I'm going to spend the next 62 years trying to see if I can keep myself alive. Isn't that ironic? Oh, well, it is what it is. Okay.